One of the schools at the center of the college admissions scandal is the University of Southern California. More than half of the parents accused by the FBI of trying to bribe their kids' way into college were targeting USC. And as it happens, that's just the tip of the scandal iceberg right now at USC. So what has all of it meant for current students there? Joining us now is Ivana Jang, who's this year's valedictorian. She's from Ohio and graduating with a degree in public policy and global studies. Ivana, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And also joining us today is Trenton Stone, who's the student body president for the undergraduate student government of USC. He's from Colorado and is currently a sophomore majoring in philosophy and cognitive science with a minor in business finance. Trenton, welcome to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
And I know that this is a busy week for you because of finals, so we thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Sure thing. Ivana,
let me start with you because you're graduating. How do you feel about the college admission scandal? How has it hit you as a student at USC?
Certainly. So I think since my freshman year at USC, I've always kind of been in circles of activist students and friends who have always tried to push the needle with the university in terms of diversity, inclusion, equity, and ways to take advantage of all the resources at the university for all students. So I think when the scandal came out, my friends and I were honestly just not surprised. It didn't quite come as much of a shock to us. Certainly it was disappointing, and it is disappointing to have like family and friends and everybody come together this Friday in the light of all of that.
Why is that? Because you think that some of the people who are going to be on stage with you don't deserve to be there, or what?
Well, and this will be something that I think I'll mention in my speech as well, but I feel that there could be a more honest conversation about what the priorities of the university are. And I think those in power just don't have that same perspective of, I attended some of the presidential search committee hearing sessions, and there it was just the folks on the committee, there was a lot of I'm a 12th generation Trojan or whatever that is, and I'm not. I'm a first generation Vietnamese American. I'm not a first gen student, but coming from a background where my parents were forced out of their country and had to rebuild a life here, and my mom had to drop out of community college because she was pregnant with me. Yeah, there's definitely, it's disappointing, but I'm happy to be validated, I guess, for my achievements. And I hope that in the future, we can put a spotlight on this underrepresented students at campus as well.
But it also makes it all the more disappointing to think that somebody may have bought their way into the school.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Trenton, what about you? How has the college admissions scandal affected you personally?
Yeah, no, thanks, Ivana, for sharing that. I think for me, you know, I'm in this position now for about a month. I'm 2 years into USC and still have two more years to go. So I think a lot of what I've been focusing on is how do I deal with my first half of college and then how to move forward and not only reconcile with our past, but really focus on a future that can drive change. As you might have heard and know, there's a lot of change in leadership. We have a new president, many new senior administrators and deans across USC. And I think really what we want to focus on and what we want to do is make sure that the changing leadership isn't just a check mark that, you know, we're going to make change, but that truly does happen.
Do you think that the system can truly be fixed when you've got people that are wealthy and powerful who want to make sure that they can be at the front of the line to get in?
Yeah, and I don't want to be overly optimistic. I think there will always be challenges, but I do think that now with the culmination of scandal after scandal, just in the last 2 years, since I accepted my admissions offer, there's been multiple scandals, and I think all of it's culminated now to this point. That change truly can happen. Everyone across the university and across the U.S., especially with this admissions scandal, recognizes a lot of the institutional challenges across the college ecosystem. And so I think there's now a moment to make that change, but I don't think that it'll be perfect just in this next year. I think it's a long term, and I think it takes people like Ivana at the forefront really driving that change and being there to really hold people accountable to make that change in progress.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of those other scandals that you're referencing there. there have been scandals relating to sexual misconduct. One involves George Tyndall, the former campus gynecologist, has been accused of sexually abusing patients at the USC Student Health Clinic over 3 decades. He continued to see patients until 2017 and resigned quietly with a payout. The university is facing hundreds of civil suits from former patients because of Tyndall. Ivana, what did you think when you heard about that scandal?
I was really crushed because as a student who uses the health center, as a woman on campus, it was really scary, I think, to think that that could have been me. And to be honest, it was many of my friends. And last summer, I was interning in Senator Feinstein's office and was just browsing through weekly reports and happened to see a blurb on this scandal. And that was just, it was really crushing, I think, for me and the other USC student who was interning there at the time. And to know that, you know, I had been abroad the previous semester, to know that I was coming back to a campus that was going to be grappling with this. And it was disheartening. But yeah, so that was a dark moment, I think, for a lot of students.
Well, and Trenton, after the Tyndall revelations, you learned that your own former campus doctor, Dennis Kelly, who's a men's sexual health practitioner, had been accused of sexual battery and harassment. He was known for counseling LGBTQ patients and denied any inappropriate behavior. But several men have come forward with a lawsuit against him and USC. What about that one? How upsetting was it to learn about that?
Yeah, yeah. I think that added on to, you know, the Tyndall situation. And I received a note from Dr. Kelly in July of last year after our president had resigned in May about his resignation from his post. And then it wasn't until February that the scandal broke that he had from the lawsuit that he had been potentially harassing and assaulting students in our health center. And so I think for me personally, having been a patient of Dr. Kelly and as a student on campus, it really just added on to this complexity and this multi-leveled situation at USC. And I think it really just showed larger systematic issues across our health system rather than simply just, you know, one bad egg in this health center.
So both of you have had to deal with your fair share of college scandals during your time there at USC. But aside from all of that, have you been able to, you know, focus on being a college student? It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'll start with you, Ivana, and just, you know, keep focused on learning and socializing and doing all the things that college students do.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think, yeah, I've been able to, like I said, I've interned in Senator Feinstein's office. I've been able to work and study abroad in places like Uganda and Nicaragua because of the opportunities offered through USC. So I think there are people in USC who want us to take advantage of these opportunities and want us to reach our full potential. And I've been very fortunate to be a part of that. And I think it comes down to bringing that spirit, I guess, what it means to have that college experience of taking advantage of academics, extracurriculars, and opportunities to travel. And I think that's there. And I think we just need to understand and get all this on the same page, I guess, about wanting that for every single student at USC and not just a privileged few.
And what about you, Trenton? Have you been able to focus just on being a student?
I think that's always at the foundation of why we're at school, but of course, student government and different endeavors do take a lot of time and end up pulling a lot of myself away from academics. But I think being able to focus on as a student, you know, there's unparalleled opportunities at USC. Similar to Ivana, I've been able to participate in so many different programs and trips and really just being able to develop so much as a person. So I think while these scandals and situations pose a very interesting challenge, not only for students, but for the larger university, the university continues to operate and be a great place and a great hub for academics and extracurriculars and professional development. And so, you know, I love USC, but I think that that even, you know, requires more of us to be able to make sure that we're a part of that change and that we don't just, you know, write off the university, but that we can be a part of what needs to happen over the next coming years.
Ivana, what's next for you after you graduate?
I'll be going back home to Ohio for the summer, just to take a break for the few months. And then I accepted a fellowship through Princeton in Asia to teach English at a college in Vietnam for the next academic year.
Wow.
And then
be
after
fun.
That, I'll think about grad school. But yeah, it'll be fun for the time. Yeah.
And Trenton, what about you? I know you're 2 years away from graduation, but what are you thinking about for your future?
Yeah, yeah. This summer, I'm going to be doing a lot of work for this position. I'll be in LA for about half the summer, and then I'm going to head to Cambridge University to do a research program with a faculty member there. So I'm super excited about that. And then after that, I'm just going to continue with my education, finish out the next year as president. And then I'm really excited for my senior year just to be a regular student and kind of just enjoy my time at USC and make sure that everything finishes out well. And then after that, we'll see what happens.
That is Trenton Stone and Ivana Jang. They are students at the University of Southern California. Ivana is graduating this week. Thanks to both of you. Ivana, congratulations. We really appreciate both of you talking with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.